grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 8th chapter of St. Matthew, the 25th and the 26th verses. And they went and woke Jesus, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. In the appointed prayer for this Sunday, which has been prayed on this Sunday for more than 1,000 years, and which was prayed at the altar just a few minutes ago, we say that we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. And we then go on to pray that God would therefore grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. To support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. The disciples in their boat on the Sea of Galilee were in great danger. The end of a very long and hard day's work of preaching and teaching, of healing and comforting. The Lord Jesus and his disciples get into a boat to escape the large crowds that had followed them. And then all of a sudden, a terrible storm overtakes them. Now the disciples were by and large skilled fishermen, and they were well acquainted with the weather. And so no ordinary bad weather would have terrified them. But here was a gale of tremendous force which threatened to make their boat sink beneath the stormy waves. And Jesus, wearied by a long and hard day's work, was fast asleep. In fear for their lives, the disciples wake him, crying out, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." In the prayer for this Sunday, we pray that God would support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. The disciples in their boat on the storm-tossed sea were in great danger, and they were assaulted by temptation. And if we ask what kind of temptation, the answer is they were assaulted by doubt that Jesus could really help them. For had their faith been strong, they would not have cried out, "We are perishing." And that is why our Lord immediately answers, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Only then does he rebuke the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Well, you and I are so very much like those disciples there in their boat on the stormy sea. We too are assaulted by both dangers and temptations. Dangers there are aplenty, and we sometimes feel as if we are about to be overwhelmed by them. In the prayer for this Sunday, we speak of our frailty. And we all know perfectly well just how frail we are. Perfectly good health can all of a sudden be taken from us by life-threatening illness. Or a deep depression of spirit can rob us of all joy in living, paralyze us, and in the worst cases even make us wish that we were dead. Nobody needs to be told that in human affairs nothing is certain. So we, like the disciples on the storm-tossed sea, are in many and great dangers, and yes, at times it seems as if our prayers are unheard, as if the dear Lord has gone to sleep on us. It was indeed a great storm which swept down on the Lord Jesus and his disciples there on the Sea of Galilee. But at the end of his earthly life, an even greater storm would overwhelm the Lord Jesus, the greatest storm that ever raged around anyone, when nailed to Calvary's cross, the storm of God's judgment on sin struck the innocent Lamb of God nailed there, dying there as our substitute. There is no storm like the storm of Calvary. When the sun was darkened and the earth quaked and the rocks were rent and the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, when God, the mighty maker, died for us, his creatures' sin. The disciples had been terrified when the storm broke over their storm-tossed boat. Now the disciples were utterly broken and crushed, in hiding for fear of their lives, as their dear teacher slept the sleep of death. But just as the Lord Jesus woke from sleep and rebuked the stormy sea, and there was a great calm, on the third day he rose from the sleep of death and appeared to his despairing, frightened disciples with those matchless words of comfort: "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And once again, there was a great calm, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw their risen Lord. Like the disciples, we are beset with many dangers, and also by temptation. The temptation to doubt that the Lord Jesus is in fact our merciful Savior, who in fact hears all our prayers, who indeed hears the wordless sighs of troubled hearts, and who helps us in his time and in his way. Because he is the Lord of life and death, there's absolutely nothing that can finally hinder his truly loving purpose. He conquered wind and wave, sickness of body, derangement of mind. He defeated death and the grave, and what could not destroy him cannot destroy us, for we are his. We need not fear any danger, because he is the risen Lord. And we need not fear any temptation, because he is the friend of sinners. Astonished by the miracle wrought by Jesus, the disciples cried out, "What sort of man is this that even wind and sea obey him?" What sort of man? The God-man. the one who is not only our human brother, but also true God, who in the beginning made all things and holds all things in being, himself the ruler of wind and wave, the Lord God of whom the psalmist had sung long before his birth in Bethlehem, when they cried to the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them out of their distress, for he makes the storm to cease so that the waves thereof are still. In the Lord Jesus, we see what the poet Dante called the love that moves the sun and other stars. The love that moves the sun and other stars. To him we cry out with the certainty of being heard, Lord, save us. For he did and he does and he will. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.